I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The global financial crisis has hit China, although not the same way it swept up the rest of the world. For example, China's banks have avoided the turmoil that has paralyzed Western markets, and its economy continues to grow at a rate that leaves every other major economy in the dust. Here is the problem, though. The government of China needs even more robust growth than it's getting to satisfy a population that is growing in numbers and in expectations. The world's Mary Kay Magstead takes us to a factory town in China's Guangdong province, where times are tough.
Ma Yaojin shuffles down a street of shuttered shops in Dongguan. It's not what you'd expect to see here. After all, this is one of the most prosperous parts of China. But Ma looks like a hobo from the Dust Bowl days as he carries his belongings in a small plastic bag tied to a stick slung over his shoulder. Ma says he hasn't eaten for 2 days, and he's looking for work. He had a job as a cook, and then another sweeping the streets, but neither paid enough to live on. Then he lost his ID card, and now, he says, no one will give him a job. A gray-haired street sweeper listens sympathetically to Ma's story and offers job tips. The street sweeper's name is Zhang Yushang, and he has his own sad tale. Zhang worked in a factory that dyed clothes, but many clothing factories around here have gone out of business. The plant where Zhang worked got fewer orders, and 100 workers, including him, were let go. Street sweeping was the only work he could find. There are signs of hard times all around this neighborhood. Drive down some streets, and you'll find more shops closed than open. A young man named Yang tends a dimly lit grocery store with no customers. He says the closed shops around him used to serve factory workers, but as more and more factories closed, the workers went home to faraway provinces. Dongguan's woes are not just a result of the current economic crisis. Factories here have been struggling for a couple of years because of rising costs, tightened regulations, and a strengthening currency, which makes exports more expensive. Eddie Lung is the president of the Dongguan Foreign Invested Enterprises Association. He says his group surveyed its members in August and again in October. Altogether, he says, 20% of respondents said they'd probably have to close their factories by January. Lung says that could mean 3,000 factories closing in Dongguan alone, and he extrapolates from there.
Dongguan figure normally is about one-third of the whole Guangdong province. So that's why we multiply by 9,000 companies plan to shut down, and multiply by 300 average employee per company, then become 2.7 million workers will lose job.
China's economy grew by 9% last quarter, and exports were up by 19%. But much of China's factory belt was built on the promise of more growth than that. The new $586 billion stimulus package might help, but not for a while, says Beijing-based economist Tao Wang of the investment bank UBS.
I will be looking for maybe the first quarter of next year or second quarter of next year as the trough in terms of economic growth. So I think the worst is yet to come for exports.
That's a frightening prospect for Julian Chen. He's assistant manager of this shoe factory in Dongguan. The factory provides Polo, Spalding, and other companies, but Chen says business is off. Chen says the economic crisis has meant no spike in orders before Christmas, as the company usually gets. So he's laid off 200 of the factory's 800 workers, and those still here aren't getting overtime because there's no extra work to do. He says his company will try to ride it out during the coming months, but only the strong are likely to survive. That may be good for China's economy in the long run, but it's bitter medicine for now. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstead, Dongguan, China.